Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ann Carber is an entrepreneur, a mentor, and an author. She is the host of the Let's Get Naked podcast. Her newest book is The Life Hack Playbook. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah. So for my personal life, I am a mom of three kids ranging in ages from 18 to 29. I am a wife and just an all around hustler. I kind of don't slow down very often. And so things that I enjoy are just outdoor stuff and things that kind of connect me with nature. What I do for, you know, what I say for a living is the podcast. I also have a business that handles logistics for other small businesses. And then also author now is more recent title added to my list. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, I appreciate that. So what was the motivation to start podcasting, to start writing?
Yeah. So about 9 years ago, I had kind of a big shift in my life and what I was doing. I had kind of a rock bottom moment where I ended up getting sober and diving into just kind of figuring out who I was. So I've been on this, you know, personal journey of self-exploration in doing all of the work that I kind of did, again, throwing myself in at 100 miles an hour, which is just kind of my MO. I found that a lot of the things that I was learning were not things that felt approachable to most people. If you're not kind of in this personal improvement space, it might feel like it's pretty overwhelming of like, where do I even start? And so it felt like it was missing kind of a rung in the ladder for, you know, your average Joe or Jane to even understand that there was work there to be done or that your life could be so much better. And so after all of the things that I did, I, you know, kind of feel like I went from black and white to color, and my life was amazing before, but it really just leveled it up in a way that it, you know, is that they have the capabilities to grab the bull by the horns, so to speak, and kind of take charge of their own lives. Not because they're able to control life, but they are absolutely able to control their choices, which really makes it possible for you to be the architect of your own life in whichever way you want to. So yeah, it's got me to the point where I am screaming from the rooftops to share the information, because it feels like, you know, the things that I put in the book, it feels like cheat codes to a video game, basically, because it's very, I'm a very visual person, and being able to kind of put those things out there so that people can kind of see them from maybe a perspective that they never did before. It's almost kind of like a little bit of a slap in the face that goes, oh, I never thought of it that way. And it makes it so much more approachable and easy to get your head around and your hands around so that you can do something with it.
Well, I appreciate everything you said. It's so easy to just kind of get pulled along by the currents of life and just doing what we've always been doing. And it could be that your life is in black and white versus technicolor. And it just sometimes it does take an event to kind of snap us out of it or to give us the courage or the need to do this work that you've been talking about.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that our lives are not meant to just be the same day over and over in this hamster wheel. You know, when you talk to people and they're doing this kind of mediocre job, a lot of times that's sucking your soul, you know, not doing things that really inspire you or spark you, and you're just trying to get through the day every day because you're running on empty. I'm here to scream from the rooftops that there's a different way. And it doesn't have to be all of this crazy expensive therapy and all of these other things. You can get a hold of it by just kind of understanding some of the concepts concepts that maybe no one has ever explained to you in a way that, you know, that is approachable for you. And so my goal is to really kind of make authenticity the norm rather than the exception, and really be able to, you know, bring together a community of people that talk about doing the things that make them better rather than just getting together on the weekends and numbing out with alcohol. So I think that was a big circle that I ran in for a long time, and no shame in that. Right. I mean, that was what it was, but I just thought that was what life was about. Now that I understand the other side of it, I was living at a 2 or a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. And so being able to just kind of do a little bit of this work of figuring out who I am and what, you know, sets my soul on fire, it's helped me find my purpose and has really been able to open the doors for so many different things. It's almost hard to get my head around.
That is hard to get our heads around.
Yeah.
Who am I? What is life? What is life about? Those are the biggest questions, Anne.
Those are the biggest questions, right? And we all numb on top of everything and then don't get still with ourselves to even get curious about finding out. You know, it's in those pauses. It's in the quiet. It's in the curiosity where you're saying, is this what this is supposed to be? Am I this Groundhog's Day that I'm on repeat doing? Is this what life is supposed to be? I'm here to tell you it's not. You know, I live the best day of my life every day now. And I'd had a great life before. So it isn't like, you know, I was coming from something where it was so terrible before, but there's just no comparison. I don't have to numb out. Every day of my life has equal value, whether it's a Sunday or a Tuesday, you know, so I'm not just like trying to triage my week on the weekends and then plug back in and go, oh God, I got to do this again. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
I wrote down numb, not still.
Yeah.
And it's probably pretty easy to confuse those two things, but they're totally different.
They really are. You know, I think it's fascinating to me to watch all of the different numbers that are out there, because people don't realize your numb of choice could be anything. It doesn't have to just be alcohol or drugs. It could be food or doom scrolling or shopping or TV or anything where you're really just not paying attention. You're not plugged in. You're the one that benefits from you putting the work into yourself. So why is there this stigma about personal improvement? It's like, who came up with that as a concept? You know, it's, I am the direct benefactor, myself, my family, the people that have a seat at my table of life directly benefit when I improve myself. We should all be on that mission. Who wants to live the same year or the same day over and over again? I want to look back and have 80 different years that I've lived, not the same year 80 times.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana. I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, that's a really, really profound thought right there.
Yeah. And you have the control. You have the control to do that. People just don't realize that, you know? So it's like, if you didn't know that, if you didn't understand that your resource, you know, one of the chapters that I talk about in the book is explaining energy like Skittles, because it makes it tangible, right? And how silly that it's, you know, Skittles, but being able to make it tangible and understand that your energy is wasted on, you know, stupid things like traffic, right? Because you're losing your cool over something. Well, that costs energy to do that. Or if you're, you know, playing over something at work that's really stressing you out, and you write the email 6 or 8 times in your head and then never send it because you lose the nerve. Well, that takes energy. That takes your Skittles, right? That's the same energy that could be used to maybe throw the ball with your kid at the end of the day. day. But instead, at the end of the day, you're completely spent. And so all you want to do is just numb out. Well, you're not plugging into the most important things in your life because you haven't managed your energy. Figure out, where am I going to start with all of these, you know, crazy self-improvement woo-woo stuff? I've taken all of that stuff that I spent 8 years figuring out and put it through this, you know, through my AND filter, which is just my brain and the way that it works as far as the visualizations. But the people that I've worked with, you know, along the way, they all have profoundly different lives as well, just by implementing some of these things and realizing, hey, is this worth me spending Skittles on? Whatever it is, right? So again, it's just a matter of making that energy tangible. Energy isn't woo-woo. Energy is, you know, that's a real thing. If you think about where your mind goes, you feed that with your energy. So, you know, maybe figure out how to make better choices for that. And that's part of what my book does. And then in the podcast, we just talk about all the things, right? Life is messy and it's not meant to have filters on it that, you know, make us so that we're, you know, six pack abs and kids that eat kale chips and, you know, all of that stuff, which is what a lot of that social media or other positioning is like, oh, look how amazing my life is. It's like, my life was junk. I went through a lot of crappy things. I made it out the other side and still battle every day for stuff. Let's talk about that. You know, that's the stuff that gets me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I love the visual of thinking about your energy as a bag of Skittles, and you get one bag every day.
Yeah.
Because I used to think that I had unlimited energy and unlimited attention, and I have neither of those things.
Yes.
They are finite. And so I do need to be a good steward of who I am giving them to, because if I'm not, I'm going to give them to the moron who cut me off in traffic or whatever. It's a total waste, where it should be going to things that are actually of value and that matter to me.
Yeah. And when you do that, when you intentionally spend your energy or your Skittles, you get to be the architect of your life, however you want it to be. And, you know, you're the one that directly benefits from that. So does it take work? Sure, absolutely. But think about all of the work that you put into things that don't matter, you know, work into a job that sucks your soul, or work into perceived obligations of things that you don't know how to, you know, use your voice to get out of, or whatever that looks like. You can take control of your choices, which makes your life however you want it to look.
So for the people who are out there who are saying, I do hear that little whisper that says there's more for me and my life is could be different, could be better. There could be more for me. How do I start? Is there a good starting exercise or a starting thought process?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is a gratitude journal. You know, a lot of people are coming from a place where I could make a list starting now and never run out of items of things that I don't have. They could put me in the ground and I'm still making that list. But the problem with that is you will find what you're looking for. So look for positive things, whether that can be an actual physical journal that you're writing down. You know, for me, I have 10 things that I write down every day, and then constantly throughout my day looking for things to be grateful for. Even if it's hard things, you know, those things are things that you grow from as well. So even getting to a place where you're grateful for the challenges that life gives you, because you're able to sharpen your tools or come up with solutions for that. Get out of the victim mentality and really being able to change your mindset from, look at all of these good things that are happening. Maybe you're only thankful for your breath or a hot cup of coffee this morning, right? Or maybe your gratitude items are bigger things, but it is just changing your mindset to be able to look for that, you know, and then just becoming self-aware about stuff. People are so into distracting and numbing that they don't sit with themselves anymore. They don't think about, they don't get curious about things. They just jump on the first thought that they have or the first thing, and then they just turn their minds off where they don't even get curious about it. Get curious about why things make you feel a certain type of way. You know, if things are triggering you, that's your work. That's your work in life, not to avoid those things. That's a big neon arrow that's pointing at like, hey, bud, maybe take a look and get curious about why this made you feel a certain type of way. Not yelling at the other people. You're screaming at a mirror, you know? So when people understand that, it makes a huge difference.
It's all information, could be evidence. They're all clues pointing towards opportunities for us to look inside, but that's not always a very comfortable thing.
No, it's not. But here's the whole thing. If you're the one that benefits from that and you say that your life could go from a 2 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10, maybe go ahead and just get uncomfortable for a little bit to figure that out, right? It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Do you want to have a low grade fever for your entire life? Or do you just want to let that fever spike and then get on with awesome? That's what the difference of that is.
I want to get on with awesome.
I do too. I'm living the best day of my life every single day. And everyone in my life just, they make fun of me because it's like, I just have energy for days, you know, and it's because I don't waste it on stuff that doesn't matter. And I spent so many years of my life wasting that energy on things that didn't matter. You know, I've always had an abundance of energy, came out of the box that way, but I never spent it wisely. And so just being able to realize like, those are my choices. What I decide to fuel with my Skittles, with my energy, I get to make those choices. And so just taking out the things that are like, oh, I feel drained by doing that. Say no to that. People don't realize that a yes to somebody else is a no to you. So when someone is asking you to do something, whatever it is, if it doesn't say, you know, if it's in a hell yes out of your body, then say no. See how good that feels to just honor what your body wants you to do. Who cares if somebody else is disappointed? Don't disappoint yourself. You're the only person that you're always going to have. Who cares if Sally is disappointed or Susan is disappointed? Like, honor you. You know,
that's right. Sally and Susan get over it eventually,
or
they won't.
And who cares?
It's none of my business.
Exactly. Right. What other people think is none of my business. So, yeah,
that's one of my favorite sayings.
Mine too. People need to do like implement that more often, because I think a lot of people really care what other people think. It's not a good place to come from.
Yeah.
Never be happy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
At least don't take action on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you just receive that, think about what that feels like on your spirit. It's like slime. You know, I'm not for everybody. If you want to make everybody happy, go sell ice cream. You know, that's not the business any of us are in. So it doesn't matter, right? Live your authentic life. Let the chips fall where they may.
I love it. Boom. Well, there's so much good stuff here, Anne, and I think it's all so important. How did you come to Skittles versus M&Ms?
It's actually funny that you say that. So I was having a lunch with a gal, a good friend of mine, and she was telling me about how I came to her in a dream. And I was bringing in my hands these little coated energy, right? And she described them as M&Ms, but I'm not a chocolate fan. I might be the only woman on the planet that's not a fan of chocolate, but I'm not a fan of chocolate. And so it didn't click for me, but then I thought, but I love Skittles, you know? And so, yeah, so it just kind of stuck the little balls of energy equating to Skittles. And it has been something that I started a couple of years ago, and everyone in my tribe and everyone at my table of life now uses that. And the kids will check me of like, hey, you want to throw Skittles at that? Are you sure you want to throw Skittles at that? But it just helps other people. Like, it just brings it to the forefront so that you can actually be self-aware about, do I want to actually give that Skittles? You know, once you can visualize it, it makes it easier to work with. If you're just thinking about energy, like what is energy, right? But if you're actually, you can think about it in a tangible way of mental Skittles, emotional Skittles, physical Skittles, and then figuring out how to do the things that are Skittles multipliers instead of drains. That's it. It's just a game, right? So doing those things, that's just a game. Doesn't make it so that it's this, oh my God, I got to do all this crazy work. It's like, no, I don't want to go to my sister's house, you know, every Sunday for whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, then change it up, right? You're the one that's keeping yourself in situations that are no good. Maybe your sister doesn't even want you to come over, but she's doing it out of this perceived obligation, right? I'm just using that as an example. But we do all of these things in life out of these perceived obligations. Why are we doing this to ourselves? We're causing our own suffering. Once you realize that, it's like, what do I want to feed my Skittles to, right? Making those choices with your eyes wide open, it opens up the possibilities for your life in ways I can't even explain. Like, I want to just scream this stuff from the rooftop. It is that cool of a change.
I love it. I'm so glad I asked that stupid question about Skittles versus M&Ms.
I know it is, you know, but it's like when you look at it, like, I just almost feel like I'm geeking out over Skittles, but it's like so many people are like, oh, you know, energy is woo woo. And it's like, you can't see it. It's like, you can't see Wi-Fi either, but you're all tapped into that. So,
right.
You know, get out of airplane mode. So many people are in airplane mode. It's like, life is not, that's not what life is supposed to be, right? Like, when you really get back to what lights your fire, what does it for you? Every day has the same value. Every day is the best day of your life. And it doesn't mean every day is smooth. Like, hard things happen all the time, but you're changing that framework. You know, that's part of the gratitude journal. You're changing kind of how your mind sees things instead of it being like you're in the victim mode of everything. It's like, no, boss, you've got control over that. Go ahead and take the wheel. You know, make some choices with your eyes open and see how big of a difference that makes.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? Where can they check out the Let's Get Naked podcast? And where can they get their copy of the Life Hack Playbook?
Yeah. So Let's Get Naked podcast is on all of the platforms. So Apple, Spotify, YouTube, you can check out our website at letsgetnakedpodcast.com. You can check out my website, annkarber.com. The book, The Life Hack Playbook, is available on Amazon or any of the other online retailers that you get your books, Barnes and Noble, or anywhere online that you get your books. And I'd love to connect. You know, we're making a big difference with what we're doing, because as I see people like having these aha moments, so many people think they have to do all the things. You just don't. It's way more simple than that. We just need to share the life hacks.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Anne your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out the Let's Get Naked podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, and pick up your copy of the Life Hack Playbook on Amazon. And I will link all the other spots to get in touch with Anne and track her down in the notes of the show as well. Thanks again, Anne.
Thank you, George. Appreciate you.
Until next time, remember, be mindful of who you're giving your Skittles to and do your part by doing your best.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.